here in Jamaican patois. This word eliminates the use of I, me, and my, and that is the word me. Jamaican patois is all about communicating using the least amount of spoken words possible, in my opinion. My style from this point forward in this book is whatever I teach or explain, you'll hear it going forward, so there'll be no need for memorization or repetitive drills. I'll also have exercises called Flex and Checkpoint for practice, followed by the English translation for you to gauge everything you are learning. Okay, first things first. So usually when the word me starts a sentence followed by a verb, it means I. For example, me know, me have, me want, me see, me can, in plain English would be I know, I have, I want, I see, and I can. Me is also possessive. So when it's paired with any of your belongings, it becomes my. My house, my car, my money, my family, my job. In English, it is my house, my car, my money, my family, and my job. Let's do a first test of how this works. Me have my exam tomorrow. If after listening to that, you got, I have my exam tomorrow, pat yourself on the back. Let's try another one. Me love animals. My dog and my cat get along. You should have gotten, I love animals. My dog and my cat get along. Now, let's look at when me means me. It is usually preceded by the words for, to, or a verb. Note, the word in patois for or to is the word fi, which we'll explore in detail later in the chapter. Whenever you are referencing anything directly affecting you, though, or the subject, the English word to is retained. For example, this never happened to me before. The heat did this to me. However, in other instances, you'll notice the word fi, which means for, usually preceding me. Let's see if you remembered what you learned. Me want you to do that for me. If you got, I want you to do that for me, you're on the right track. Here's another one. Go for the car for me. You should have gotten, go for the car for me. Give me that. Give me that. Note, for me, which means for me, it is also how we say mine. Question. Whose car is that? Answer, Fimi. Another thing I think you'll find interesting is that whatever your current state of being is, the actual state you're in, it's just paired directly with me. So there's no need to say I am. It's just me and whatever state you are in. So you wouldn't need to say I am tired or I am hungry, happy, or confused. It would just simply be me tired, me hungry, me happy, or me confused. Here's a quick example. When me hungry, me get confused. English, when I am hungry, I get confused. Me just got done walking 2 miles and now me tired, but me happy, me got some exercise. I just got done walking 2 miles and now I am tired, but I am happy I got some exercise. Alright, so I'm throwing a lot of information at you, which you may or may not have heard before, but I promise it will all make sense soon. Before we start flexing what we've been learning so far, let's take a closer look at fi and when it means for, to, and should. Fi means to, usually when it comes before a verb. For example, fi tell, fi know, fi drive, fi sing, fi talk. So for example, me want fi know, I want to know. Me want to tell him. I want to tell him. Most other instances it means for. The only exception is when it ends a sentence, then it's pronounced fa. For example, bring that for me. Bring that for me. Me need gas for my car. I need gas for my car. Me wonder who that is for. I wonder.